Chapter 1. Reading. Pages 2 and 3. Transforming Mars.
Since the beginning of history, people have dreamed of interplanetary travel. For centuries, these dreams have remained, but within about 30 years from now, the first people from Earth will have landed on Mars. And by the year 2170, people will have established cities and industries. You see, scientists are now making plans to transform Mars so that it will become possible for humans to live and work there. Those dreams will finally come true. Mars has always fascinated us. There are many stories and films about men from Mars attacking Earth. Unfortunately, the unmanned spacecraft, which we sent there in 1976, found no signs of life on the red planet. So-called because it is covered in iron oxide.
In many ways, Mars is the planet which is most similar to Earth. A Martian day lasts for about 24 and a half hours, although a year has 687 days. It is about half the diameter of Earth. And although there is no water, there is a lot of ice in the two polar ice caps. Even though the average temperature is minus 60 degrees Celsius, it would be possible for humans to survive there. Whereas Venus, for example, has an average temperature of 465 degrees Celsius, which makes it completely uninhabitable.
The plan which scientists are now developing involves a process known as terraforming Mars, i.e., changing Mars so that it becomes more like Earth. Ironically, this means using the greenhouse effect, which we are trying to stop on Earth. The suggested program would have five main stages. Stage 1, AD 2015 to 2030. The first expedition arrives on Mars after a journey of about 6 to 9 months. The members construct subterranean buildings and stay on Mars for about a year. They conduct experiments, look for good sites for future landings, and also check for signs of life. They need to wear spacesuits because 5% of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide. But the low gravity, one-third of Earth's, means they are able to move around easily. Stage 2, 2030 to 2080. More expeditions arrive. Huge solar mirrors are put in orbit around Mars to heat the polar ice caps. The ice caps are sprayed black so that they do not reflect the heat away. Chemicals are released into the air. As a result, the atmosphere becomes thicker and retains more of the sun's heat. The greenhouse effect begins. The ice caps start to melt, releasing water vapor. The temperature rises to minus 40 degrees Celsius. Stage 3. 2080 to 2115. Next, special plants are introduced from Earth. These can convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. The first clouds appear, and the sky slowly turns from pink to blue. The temperature goes up to minus 15 degrees Celsius. Stage 4. 2115 to 2130. The warming continues, melting more ice. Rivers and small oceans are made. More people migrate from Earth and live in towns. Forests of trees are planted. Mars is looking greener. The temperature is 0 degrees Celsius.
Stage 5. 2130 to 2170. Mars is getting more like the Earth. The amount of oxygen in the air rises. And at last the air becomes breathable. The inhabitants can go outside without spacesuits. The temperature reaches 10 degrees Celsius and stays at that level. Since Mars is 228 million kilometers from the Sun, it can never be as warm as Earth. Cities, farms and industries develop all over Mars. The transformation is complete. Integrated Skills, pages 8 and 9.
Exam tasks. Task 1. Sonia is now going to read the correct version of the text. She will read it slowly, but only once. You must listen carefully and correct any of the mistakes. The first two have been corrected for you.
Come to the Skytops Hotel for the holiday of a lifetime. The fabulous Skytops Hotel offers you the opportunity to be one of the first tourists in space. Obviously, such a holiday does not come cheap. The price is about 5 times the cost of a week's holiday in Hawaii, for example. However, by taking this holiday, you will become one of the first 2,000 people to travel into space. When you realize that this holiday will give you the chance to be part of history, we are sure that you will think it is good value for money. From our launch site in America, you will be flown up to the Skytops Hotel, which is in orbit around Earth as part of Space Station 1. There, you will spend 7 amazing days. You will have the opportunity to eat in the top of the world restaurant, use our powerful telescopes to look down on Earth, have fun in our zero-gravity swimming pool, flying like a bird, tour the rest of Space Station 1, meet the scientists and observe their fascinating work in progress. Don't delay. Book your holiday at the Skytops Hotel today. It's out of this world.
That is the end of task one. You will now have 1 minute to check your work. Task two. Listen to this interview between yourself and a woman interviewer. You gave this interview on the first day of your holiday. Take notes on a blank sheet of paper. These notes will not be marked.
And now we're going to talk to Troy Lee, a high school student who won the Young Asian Journalist of the Year competition. Troy's prize was a free week at the Skytops Hotel, and Troy has just completed his first day of that week. Hello, Troy. How have you enjoyed your first day in space?
Oh, it's just incredible.
What have you been doing?
Well, after we arrived, we had a short medical check from one of the doctors, just to make sure there were no problems. Then we were all shown to our rooms, and after that, we all got together for lunch in the restaurant. It's an amazing place. Each table is near a window, and as you eat, you can look out into space and watch the Earth slowly turning around.
What's the food like?
It's pretty good. Quite a lot of it is actually produced up here, I understand. They've got greenhouses and even a farm. But we haven't seen those yet.
So, what did you do after lunch?
We had a guided tour of the hotel. They showed us their zero-gravity swimming pool. It's a big area where there's no gravity, and we can fly around just like Superman and play games. I just loved it.
You mean you float in the water?
Oh, no. There's no water. It's just a big open area with padded sides so you don't hurt yourself.
Are there many other guests there at the moment?
Well, I came up in a group of 20 people. That's all the hotel can take at the moment. Although, I think they're going to expand next year. But most of the other people are pretty old. Old and very rich. I'm the only kid up here. But that doesn't matter.
So, what's the program for the rest of the week?
I'm not sure yet. We've got a group leader who's organizing everything, and she's going to tell us the program after dinner tonight. But I believe we're going to have some visits to some other parts of Space Station 1. The hotel itself is only one part of the space station, so we'll see some of the work going on in the other parts.
It sounds really interesting.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, thanks, Troy. We'll talk to you again in a few days. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Speaking, page 15.
A. Silent letters. W, L, T, B, and P. Remember, silent letters are letters which are written but not pronounced. The letters in BAPE below are silent letters. Exercise A1. W. Who. Wrist. Wreck. Answer. Sword. L. Half. Calf. Salmon. Calm. Folk. Yoke. T. Castle. Whistle. Bristle. Ballet. B. Limb. Crumb. doubt, bomb, debt. P. Receipt, cupboard, psychology, pneumonia.
Exercise A3. 1. The psychologist wrote a note on her typewriter. 2. The plumber fastened the tap tightly. 3. The salmon wriggled in the net. 4. Please wrap this piece of lamb in some paper. 5. The wrestler seized my limbs. 6. Add 2 egg yolks and some breadcrumbs. 7. The whole of my palm felt numb.
Progress file, page 19. A. Listening. Exercise A1. Listen to part of a conversation and complete page 19. And then see what we can find for you. Right, so first I need to get your details. Name, please.
Yes, it's Nina Richards.
That's N-I-N-A R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. Right?
Yes.
And may I have your address?
Yes. It's flat 219, block 7.
Flat 219, block 7. Yes.
Airport Villas, Westfield.
That's Airport Villas, Westfield.
Yes.
And your phone number?
2491-5958.
2491-5958. And may I have your age now?
Yes, I'm 24.
24. And you're female, of course. What is your ID number?
It's A821156(2).
A821156(2). Good. Now, are you married and do you have any children?
No, no husband and no children.
Right. And what kind of job are you looking for?
I want a job in marine science.
Marine. That's M-A-R-I-N-E, isn't it?
Yes.
Marine science. And what kind of salary do you require?
About $15,000 a month.
Right. $15,000 a month. Now, that's the first section. Next, I want to get details of your qualifications.
Exercise A2. Listen to the telephone conversation and take notes of the main details.
Hello, Nina Richards speaking.
Hello, Nina. This is Jack Green.
Jack, it's good to speak to you again.
Yes, welcome back. I heard you were back and looking for a job.
That's right. I've just started looking today.
Well, I have a friend at Big Fish Park, and he told me that they have a vacancy.
At Big Fish Park?
Yes. It's a job as a supervisor.
I see. A supervisor. That's interesting.
My friend suggests that you look in the Morning Post tomorrow. He says the job will be advertised in tomorrow's paper.
Right. I'll make sure I get a copy of the paper. Thanks very much, Jack. It's kind of you to let me know.
You're welcome. Good luck with the job hunting. Come and see us soon.
I will. Thanks, then, Jack. Bye for now.
Bye, Nina.